The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
Oh yeah, we doing this, bitch.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I listen, I'm out here on the road, so I got a question for y'all.
What is it?
Is a escort better or worse than a prostitute?
It's just high class. You just, so you pay a higher tax.
I didn't ask you that. So if you are fucking with someone and you fucking with a prostitute, or if you fucking with an escort?
I'd rather fuck with an
escort. Which one do you feel
escort
better about?
Escort, better tax bracket. Okay. You would assume that escorts would have cleaner vaginas and exit strategy. Yeah. And then sometimes escorts don't necessarily have to fuck.
Oh, what?
They can just pretend to be a girlfriend for the
day. What are you?
If I give this bitch $2,000.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.
S first. We do that before we go wherever we going. Like, the date is the byproduct of whatever. $2,000 and up? Bruh.
What I'm tripping off of is French Reggie saying is that they could just give you the girlfriend experience.
That's what
some
but that ain't pussy.
These young guys, though, you know, they do stuff like that. They're weird like that.
Yeah, some people pay
for it. If you my girlfriend, we fucking.
Right. Part of the girlfriend experience, that's number one on the girlfriend to-do list.
Right. You don't ever get your cap and gown if we don't fuck.
Right.
You can't graduate your girlfriend if we not fucking.
Yeah, what are we talking about? What are we doing? I'm not even sure what we're doing. Yeah, but you know, these young guys, man, the fact that they don't get to go many places outside with girls because they're weirdos, maybe just having a girl with them is enough. You know what I'm saying? Like for us, we could easily go somewhere with a girl. That was nothing. Girls wanted to go eat all the time. But these new dudes, they can't get a girl to go nowhere. So just having a bitch show up is worth $2,000.
Nah.
Usually those people, usually the clientele. What's up?
You said 2,000?
Yeah.
He was thinking about the price tag. We're talking escort, man. We're talking escort. You know.
I don't know, man. I okay.
The one conversation.
So I saw this movie.
Uh-huh. Pretty Woman.
Of course I did. No, it was Thank You for Sharing.
Okay, never heard of that. It's probably a B movie.
It's not. It's got Garofalo and Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. I've never heard that movie.
And Pink.
Okay.
So what's the meat?
She's an A-lister.
They're sex addicts. Okay. And so, you know, in you go to one of those addiction meetings or something and you talk your shit. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, they say, thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. After you say, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Like, hi, I'm Mike. Hi, Mike. I had a bad year last year. I thought I was going to do better, but I found $10 and I bought a rock and now I'm back where I started like that. Now, thanks for sharing like that.
Exactly.
Got you. Okay.
I don't get
it. But these motherfuckers are got the real sex problem. Like they can't stop jacking off. They, you know, or they fuck randos all the time.
What does it mean you can't stop like all day, every day you got to jack off?
Every, after each nut.
Compulsive.
Oh, wow.
You clean up and then you go back at it again.
So Garoppolo's shit was when he would go on business meetings. He would have the apartment, or not the apartment, but the hotel come take the TV out of the room.
It's just to keep him honest?
Yeah, because he was 5 years sober.
From jacking off?
From, no, any kind of random sex act. So if you're not having, you can only have sex with a committed relationship.
How did the TV stop that?
I guess if you see something on TV, you might want to jack off. Like,
right.
I asked to stop him from jacking. I was like, no, to stop him from any sex act. Like, what the fuck is a TV used for if not, like, what would you use it for? What other...
Not just jacking off, though.
What else would you use a TV for to in a sexual way other than jacking off to porno?
That's it.
You're creative, bro. If you got another way to use a TV without watching porn, you are very creative.
Unless if there's the TV with the webcam and you use the webcam to record you.
French is a pervert, bro. Hey, look, I just realized that French is, he's going to be a bad old man. When he gets to be an old man.
Why? What did I say?
You're recording yourself jacking off, bro?
I'm just saying that's the only other thing you ask, what could you do with a TV?
Right,
on a
I know, you're
act.
Right. No, I did ask that. Yeah. I did ask that. So Mac didn't have a solution. I didn't have a solution, but you did. And it was to record yourself.
Hey, I'm trying to use 12% of my
so
brain.
So then what do you do? You watch it again and you jack off to you jacking off?
No, I was thinking more of a sex date. Than just jacking off.
Sex tape requires how many people? This nigga said a sex tape. Mac, this is a new generation, bro.
Me and a lady.
This nigga spamming that shit.
He just put in everybody's inbox. Look at this. Like I said, French is a pervert and he's going to be a dirty old man. Watch what I tell you.
Bro, you have to tell me.
On episode 7,000 of the No Nonsense Show, we're going to talk about how French is turning into an old ass dirty man.
On the last half baked, this nigga's talking about he might be, it's easier to stop smoking weed than it would be to stop watching porn.
Yeah. This dude is definitely going to be a pervert, I'm telling you, man. There's like no way to stop it at this point. That's way too far gone, bro. That's way too far gone.
He said, I might be an addict.
Oh, shit. How
when
do you
was
watch
done,
porn?
I was like, thank you.
It's not even that I watch it like that. It's just more, I was thinking, because there was another episode we were talking about, like, quitting things cold turkey. And I was like, I wonder how easy it is to just quit watching porn. And then I realized it's way harder to do than it was for me to, like, quit smoking weed.
So when did you quit smoking weed?
When I was in China. I was able to just do it.
Well, but there was force, though, right? You would have gone to prison.
But I could have still found it. I still searched for it. I could have still found
it. So did you search for it or did you not? Because now you're confusing me.
I searched for it. I just didn't smoke weed.
You searched for it but then didn't smoke it?
Yeah.
That doesn't work. Come on. That doesn't make sense.
I was scared because I was scared of the...
So you searched out weed, bought weed from someone, and
then
had it sitting on the desk like, oh,
fuck. I didn't buy it.
Were you rocking back and forth like a dude in belly?
I just searched to see if I could have access to it, to see if it was even available.
Uh-huh. And how much did you buy?
I didn't buy because I was too scared. But it wasn't like I didn't have no relapse or no nothing with quitting porn. Even if I decide not to go to Pornhub, I'll get caught up on Instagram models. You know, that's like a softcore porn.
You jack off to people in swimsuits?
No, but I'm saying just the idea of wanting to go watch porn.
You do too, Mac?
No, I don't.
When I was like 10,
but I could see how you would.
No, that would have worked when I was like 10. You know what I'm saying? I've seen too many pussies now. You can't take the pussy back. You cannot reclaim the pussy, bro. That's not gonna happen. In order for me to reach where I gotta go, I need to see some real things. I can't look at no floss and bikini. That ain't gonna work for me. I don't want to see no nipple print, nigga. I want to see the nipple.
I don't want to see the nipple. I want to see something go in.
Huh? And her nipple? Like a blade? Or something?
It can't just be titties. Like this nigga. Did you see that shit that he sent us on Twitter?
Oh, the pussy?
The tit slapping? The tit slapping in Atlanta?
No.
Oh, yeah. We got to find that spot. We got to go there.
Somebody slapped somebody's titties?
No, it's like, you know how there's the slapping contest?
Yeah, but they slap titties?
But they slap titties instead.
And look, Matt, you see what he said? We got to go. I'm telling you, this dude is going to be a fucking old pervert, bro. He's planting all the seeds to be the dirty old dude. You want some popsicles? He's that guy, bro. He's the guy from Family Guy. What's your little bad ass? Come on over here. Whatever that nigga be saying.
But only Elena will have some shit like that.
You choke chocolate with your little chocolate ass. What? This nigga's going to be a fucking filth bag when he gets older. G-Money.
That's really what he posted too. We need to find this place.
G-Money, the signs are being shown, sis. Don't come back, you know what I'm saying, in 2035 to my... I didn't see the signs. Nigga, the signs are here. They're present. This guy.
I wonder how many videos he has of himself jacking off in his phone right now.
I have none. That's like one of my biggest fears.
Mac, what is going on, man? You got to come to this. You got to be here, man. I can't contain all this French Reggie energy.
I was just giving an example of what you could do with the TV. But I can't do no sex tape or record me because I feel like I'll be the nigga that my iCloud get leaked or some shit.
Yeah, but you're blessed. Why do you care?
I still don't want that out there for the public.
You just, and I take that back. I got my Jewish dudes mixed up.
What are you talking about?
Oh, from the movie?
It wasn't Jonah Hill.
Who was it? Seth Rogen?
It's the one from The Wedding Ringer.
The Wedding Ringer?
With Kevin Hart?
Yeah, but what? That's the only movie that he was in?
He's been in a few. I don't
know this guy.
I just don't know his name.
I don't know the Wedding Ringer like that. I'm not a
He's got a Jufro.
Yeah, still. Nah.
But he was a doctor and he lost his job because he was upskirting his boss.
He was what?
Upskirting.
Oh.
What does that mean? Upskirt. Oh, he's looking up her skirt.
You know, you put something on your foot, like a camera.
Oh my God, who are these two people I'm on this show with? These, like, how do y'all know it? Like, that's a term, upskirting?
Bro, you know upskirting.
How many times have you upskirted, Mac?
None.
How many times have you laid on the floor knowing somebody was going to do something above you on, like, the bleachers or something at school?
The fact that he's thinking of it.
Yeah, listeners, he has this blank look on his face like, that's what it is.
Are you that nigga on the plane that sits in the exit row and then put the camera phone and when the girls pass by to get and try to record?
What? French?
Niggas, that's upskirt.
Yeah, niggas be doing that on the plane.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Old heads.
There's a whole world that I'm not part of. You guys are straight perverts. But French, I'm scared of you. Mac is just a regular pervert. You got some other shit going on.
I'm a clean cut.
You got some other shit going on. That's the image. You portray that clean cut thing like, you know, infallible, but behind the scenes, it's a whole bunch of shit just happening.
Yeah. Again, he's a doctor.
Clean cut.
He in saving lives, doing all kind of shit.
Little do you know.
But got a whole closet full of upskirts. So, and she caught him because he did something and his little camera fell out of his sleeve and shit. And she was like, oh no. Yeah.
So how do escorts play into
his mom?
How do escorts play into that?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause Garofalo, the dude, right? The Hulk dude. Am I saying his name right?
I don't think so.
All right. But he.
You talking about Mark Ruffalo? You talking about Mark Ruffalo?
Ruffalo. That's it. Yeah.
Wow.
But he fell off the wagon and he called one and she showed up at the door and he was having real dirty sex with her.
Oh, wow.
Rough sex.
Nice. That's the only kind of, that's really twisted. The only kind of sex though is rough, dirty sex.
No, it got twisted.
Oh yeah. Never mind.
So, who is that? The one that sells her pussy candles.
Erykah Badu?
No, the white girl.
There's a white girl that sells pussy.
I don't know the white girl. I only know Erykah Badu.
She sells pussy.
The Cameron Diaz?
Cameron Diaz? Don't nobody want her pussy candle?
Bruh.
Nobody wants Cameron Diaz's pussy candle. Have you seen how she looks recently?
No. Oh, well, I guess in this movie I did.
She don't look old? I mean, there's nothing wrong with looking old, but she looked like somebody used her up, like they took her life force.
Maybe it's in the candles.
Well, there's got to be a limited supply, though. She can't do that forever, because damn, she's shrinking. Yeah, like her skin is connecting to her bones.
Yeah, and then they couldn't fuck her right.
Oh my God! What's the name of this movie?
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing.
And where is it? Where is it located?
Max, I think.
They couldn't fuck her right because she what, why?
It would trigger his, like, he was used to. Perverted side.
Oh,
and he was trying to have a normal.
Okay, he was trying to have a vanilla sex, and he wasn't able to do it because he wanted some more shit.
Well, even when she wanted to get freaky.
Oh, he didn't want.
He couldn't because he's like, oh, I look at you differently.
So he got a what's they call that Madonna? Is that what? No, that's not what they call Madonna. There's a term for that. a term for that, where like dudes like with their wife or girlfriend, they can't have like filthy sex. They have to do it with a different girl. It's like some guys, they don't want their girlfriend to give them head.
I don't know if that's a complex
mafia mentality.
I don't know if that's a complex.
There's a term for that though.
Don't shit where you eat. I thought.
And there's a term for shit. I forgot the name, but
like in her mouth, you mean B? Who's the pervert now?
Yo, y'all are. Because that was not what I was thinking about. You niggas are on another level, bro. I'm telling you, I thought I was bad. I'm not even close. I'm so vanilla. I am so vanilla. You niggas is into some nasty shit.
Yeah, he got real sick, right? Because he...
Yeah, it's called Madonna Whore Complex.
Madonna Whore Complex. Never heard of it, but French ass.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, just for the listeners... The Madonna Whore Complex is a psychological complex often perpetuated by heterosexual males, which places women into two categories. The Madonna, a woman who is pure, virtuous, and nurturing, or a whore, a woman who is deemed as overly sexual, manipulating, or promiscuous.
And just so you know, in English we say perpetuated, not
perpetuated.
Perpetuated.
Perpetuated. But yeah, so there's some there's some guys out there, like, they can't really get nasty with their girlfriends.
Right.
They'll have...
Yeah, that's wild, French. You be having all the words and phrases and everything. I never heard of that either.
You never heard of that?
Never heard.
But
of
you
that.
Heard of those type of guys?
I mean, I knew a guy who he married his high school sweetheart and then cheated on her every time he could, like, get an opportunity to get away, just because she was like a Christian church girl, and that's why you married her, because she was wholesome. She had never been with anybody but him. But when they got to the sex part, it was like, And so every time I'll be like out at like ESPN. Remember ESPN Zone in Buckhead? Or Mac, you weren't here yet.
Yep.
You know, Mac, you weren't even here yet. I'm going to tell you how long ago this was. I watched the game between the Lakers and the finals between the Lakers and the 76ers, where Iverson stepped over Buddy.
Tyronn Lue?
Yeah.
I was 0-1 then.
Yeah, come on. You were not even thinking about being here. Niggas just be lying, man. I told you niggas lie. Hey, look, so... I saw him there multiple times with a different woman. I'm like, how? Why do you come back to this place? Like, go somewhere else with it. You know what I'm saying? He bringing a different woman. None of them are his wife. He's never brought his wife. His wife probably has never even been there. Mm-hmm. But the reason when I asked him one day, I was like, yo, bro, why you always got a woman? But, you know, every time I ask you, you're talking about my wife this, my wife that. Why? It seemed, what's going on? I didn't want to, like, front him, but it's just, you know, it was kind of odd to me. He was like, man, be real honest with you, man. I married her and I love her because she was so wholesome and sweet. And like church going and Christian and everything. But yo, I don't want my woman to be like that. I'm like, what? Mm. So he married her to have a family, but he still needed the French Reggie style stuff.
What's probably funny is that she probably still needed that shit too. And she was probably getting it somewhere else.
Yeah, that's the thing I was thinking. Because that if she was like his only girl, like I feel like he could have like put her on.
Oh, sure up.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting, but yeah.
I think he tried and it didn't work. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or like he said he didn't want to see her like that.
No, I don't think
there are prudes out there.
I don't think he minded seeing her like that. I think she wasn't willing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so, hey, man. Life's a... But you can always go get you an escort for $3,000, but she better fuck.
Bro, there was even worse than that, because while he was on a date with Diaz... One of his, like, I guess when he was out in the streets, when he was back on the wagon. What was it? Off the wagon.
Right, he was off the wagon.
What is it when you're not, when you're, yeah, okay.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. French, what is it? Which one is it?
I really don't know those cultural terms.
So when he was out in the streets fucking.
Right.
He had this chick, and she just came up to him, and she just started talking to him at dinner. Talking about, you know, have you seen his apartment, this, that, and the other, right? And then he calls her up, and they start going at it, and they role playing at first, and she's trying to play hard to get. And then next thing, she starts slapping him, and he's like, hey, I'm not into that. And then she starts screaming at him, like, slap me. And he's like, no, I'm not going to hit you.
French would have
slapped him. And then this bitch starts.
French would have definitely. All I think of, when you started saying that, all I thought about was that little wooden stick that girl was hitting French with. That's what came to my mind immediately, bro. I was like, okay. Now it's all connecting. All those little things he was telling us back in the day, we were like, yeah, that's kind of weird. That's different. But it didn't connect until tonight when I realized that he's really hiding his whole life from us.
Yeah, it makes sense, right? The licking of the lips, all of that shit. Like, He has no depth.
The O-Dub, the O-Dub debacle.
No breaks.
Oh, man.
What's that trench called that's super deep? Mariana.
I can't think. I know what you're talking about, though.
That's where his sex is.
No, damn.
They got, like, fucking those little albino fish down at the bottom. Right. They've never seen light.
Right.
Reggie got albino sex toys. Just deep. It's funny because I wanted to talk about this shit with Pac because he was the one that really was brought this to my attention. Well, actually, we talked about it. I should say this. So I'm going to ask you guys this too.
Okay.
How much energy or time do you spend rooting on someone else's downfall that's done you wrong? If any.
It depends what they did.
An example. Example. The twin brothers and the Mexican that Facebook dude fucked over.
Oh, okay. Who? Mark Zuckerberg, those other guys that
helped.
Oh, from the movie Social Network. I knew it had to be a movie, but he chose not to say that. Whatever. Go ahead. Okay. So
those are real people though.
Sure, sure. But do you think it happened exactly like they put in that movie, or you think it was a little different?
I know they got paid.
Oh, okay.
The twins got like 60 something million.
But for me, the fact that they got paid, I don't think they got fucked over.
Well, 60 million compared to what Mark Zuckerberg is worth, though.
But that's now. We didn't at the time that they had that lawsuit. It wasn't the Facebook with WhatsApp and Instagram and all this other shit.
But it obviously had the potential to be. If you don't think if you come up with an idea that turns into a $1 billion idea, you deserve $1 billion.
Yeah, but if I settled.
But that wasn't how it worked, Rich. Come on, did you watch the movie?
I just know they settled. So once you settle,
okay.
That's why you sometimes don't settle.
Right.
You know, that's why
they should have held
once
it out.
Once you settle, it is what it is.
I guess they figured I'd rather get 60 million than nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
But so, that still leaves you a little salty.
Yeah,
man, I got 60 million.
So then how long do you pray for their downfall?
Like my thing is like this. When these motherfuckers hear people say Facebook's for old people, do they have enjoyment?
No, because Facebook still, you just, 2 days ago, they made like a breaking record in the stock market. Who cares if it's for
And people? They also have, I think they're, the amount of Facebook subscribers is second in population, if they were to count as a country, I think, or something like that, right? Did you see that?
Yeah, I heard that.
And there are places with 1 billion people in it.
This, yeah.
So how are you second, my nigga? Whatever.
I'm salty.
It's because some people have like more than one Facebook.
How long would you hold a grudge, Mac?
That's my problem.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be you. I knew you were going to be the fucking crazy one.
I probably spend that whole 60 trying to get you to hit.
Nigga, you're going to be broke again, and you won't even be happy after the nigga dies. Like, they killed
you. I would.
No. Why you kill this nigga so fast?
You see, like, I think I would want the slow burn. I would want you, like, each time you're doing good in life, I probably would be like, oh, man, when it hits. Like, that's how I feel like whoever hates Trump right now, I feel like keep winning at life the whole way. And then right when it's, like, the time you don't think this shit's going to happen, this is when your downfall happens. Like, I feel like Mace right now is probably, like, laughing at the fact that Diddy's, like, reputation just went sour.
Isn't it cool that him and Cameron are
that's what I'm saying.
Like publicly friends again too?
Yeah.
And I wondered, did he have something to do with their enemy? Like, did he have something to do with them being enemies? Not just the fact that he took him and made him a superstar, but did he plant seeds to kind of separate them?
From what Cam said in some other interviews, he said that when Mace became like a reverend, like that's when it kind of like.
Oh, okay. So it was after the fame.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was God.
So here's my thing. Maybe different. Well, what are you saying, French?
I'm saying that I wouldn't really care. I wouldn't really care for your downfall, but I would keep in the back of my mind, like, if I see you doing good in life.
You're ready to see it.
Yeah.
You're here for it.
Yeah, because I'll be like, the more you're doing good in life, I actually will be excited because I know at the end it's going to, oh, it's going to hit you bad.
Wow. You're even. Yeah. What? Sprint, Jack, Mac, do you hear this, nigga?
Yeah.
What's happening tonight on this show?
Yeah. So I would actually would want you to succeed in life, experience the best experiences in the world, because when your downfall comes, all that shit's going to go.
Yo, this is far more evil than just killing a nigga. You see what I'm saying? Like, just kill a nigga. Nope. French wants to see him. Overly overexceed so that he can have a harder fall. Like, God damn. So
keep going.
All right. He's like helping him get there. Like, no, let me support you on this. I know you did me wrong. I don't care. Just to see him fuck up.
Cause I believe who you are will always reveal itself. So if you're really a fucked up person and you did me wrong, eventually in your path to success, your downfall is gonna come because you ain't about to change that.
Damn. Well, let me.
That's
let me,
not reality.
That's his reality. He's dead ass serious. I'm looking at his face.
Yeah, that's just my concept. If somebody did me wrong, I'm gonna think that trait is gonna stick with them. Unless if they became a
bad people win all the time.
Do they?
But they get their downfall eventually, one way or another. Maybe it might be monetarily. It might be within their families. But some fucked up shit do happen. Always look at Griselda.
So you think like it's gonna come out on Zuckerberg's kids?
Zuckerberg looks weird. His kids are going to look weird anyway.
I think his day-to-day might be his suffering.
And let's not get this shit twisted. Zuckerberg looks cool because he's got a lot of money. Yeah. That's still a fucking dork. He looks like a dork. He acts like a dork. His head is shaped like a dork. He's a dork.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that's his downfall.
Yeah, but I'm saying his kids are going to be fucked up looking anyway.
Nah, fucked up looking ain't enough. I'm talking about like one arm longer than the other.
Yeah, see, y'all are different than me. This how I look at it.
Special needs.
This how I look at it. And I'm gonna use another example that's not this to kind of paint the picture so that this makes sense because I can't explain it in this example. If I were getting robbed, let's say I had $500 in my pocket, and I were getting robbed, and I also had my pistol on me. Most people would be like, "There's no way I'm getting robbed with a pistol on me." Would y'all agree with that?
Yeah, that's the whole point.
French agrees that. J-Mac, you believe that?
Do they got a pistol on them too?
It doesn't matter.
No. You could probably get away with it, but then you catch one in the back.
Okay, so both of you guys are saying there's no way you're robbing me. What I'm saying is take this $500, and here's why. I care more about your life than $500.
Makes sense.
I definitely care more about my life than $500, so I'm going to give it to you. But I'm not going to kill you or shoot you because I care more about your life. Your life is worth more than $500 to me, even though you're robbing me, even though you're some kind of, you're a criminal right now. I have no idea what you're going through to need to rob me. Nonetheless, even if it was some dumb shit, your life is still worth more than fucking $500.
$500? Aim for the lower back.
Huh?
Aim for the lower back. Just paralyze it.
Your lower back paralysis is worth more than $500 to me. I care more about humanity than to kill another nigga for $500. You know how many $500 I've wasted on dumb shit? Think about the last thing you've wasted $500.
A few commas ago.
Yeah, every day, every time.
Every day, right. I mean, it may not be $500 at one time. But it adds up, though.
Yeah,
throughout
from your monthly spending, yeah.
You waste $500 so many times, my nigga. So you're going to kill a nigga for that? So you don't get Starbucks and McDonald's, you're going to kill a nigga for that? So I'm going to take that example over to the one Mac was saying. How long do you pray for somebody's downfall? Zero time. At first, I was thinking of a number because I was like, yeah, I'm a slow burn nigga too. But I'm like, nah, that doesn't really make sense, really. I don't want you to have a bad life. You did me fucked up. I'm just hoping that you see in the fact that I didn't have a revenge or a revenge plan for you, that changes something inside of you. Maybe a little bit. Maybe you don't apologize to me, but maybe you don't do that to somebody else, or you treat the next situation differently. You know what I'm saying? That matters more to me, though, than $500 or than whatever it is that would happen. Like, for instance, what would you want to happen to Mark Zuckerberg? His kids come out with one arm, so now his fucking kid, this kid who didn't do anything to anybody, is walking around with one arm because you hate the nigga?
God. Sins of the father.
God damn, Mac. Like, that's... That can't be the way you
want
to live.
I mean, the approach that you take, that's the reason why I won't retaliate. But my brain goes into the fact that you did me wrong. Let's say you don't become a changed person from that. Like you said, most likely you may, next time this happens, mm-hmm. you may do it differently.
Right.
I'm thinking, like, if that's who you are, you're not going to do it differently. And eventually, time is gonna get your ass.
Right.
So that's why I just let it be. Cause I know time will teach you.
Yeah.
So, but like you said, most like sometimes people can't change.
Yeah.
I'm like Big Worm. There's principalities involved.
There are. But what are the principles?
You can't just run up on everybody.
Okay, so you can't run up on everybody, but that's not what you're saying, really. You're saying you can't run up on me. So that sounds like ego.
I'm just going to keep... Well, no, I'm just the one that's going to show you today.
Mm, yeah, sounds like ego.
You heard that. You're going to learn today.
So you're God.
I'm not... I'm God's helper.
Oh, okay, the assistant. How you going to be the assistant, nigga? Strive for better. Do better, my nigga. Come on, black man. We was kings in Africa. Now you the assistant to God? Be the king,
general
my nigga.
Manager.
Nah, ain't no general manager.
And I got cards.
Ain't no general
manager. Business cards.
Ain't no general manager, bro. You saw that general manager hit you the other day when you called the owner.
Right.
Don't be that dude.
For sure. You're right.
Nah, man, I just, you know, last year was my grace year. So that's what I learned last year. I was working through grace. That's what I learned last year, man. So, you know, I didn't have a lot of failures in my quest to provide more grace to people and allow more grace. But that's something I got from last year's
Do you feel lighter by implementing those strategies with your life?
Like, yeah, because this year is about availability. That's why you guys got that text message the other day. I want to make sure that people know I'm available for them. Because of all the people in the world that I interact with, I don't think that I provide enough availability. And that's something I'm working on this year.
I think as men, we don't really do that.
Yeah.
Allow people know that we're available.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what this year is for me. And I'm excited to see what next year, what I will have gained from this year, doing the work this year on that. I'm excited to see what the work will you know, present or what fruit will be grown from those seeds, you know?
Yeah.
How many more commas? I can't let it go. That was just such a bar.
So, but look though, just for the sake of the topic and the argument, fight me back on that. Let's work through it.
So this is what I say, right? You French Reggie's like, oh, they got 65 million and they're happy.
Yeah, those guys helped.
They were already well off.
Yeah, because they're Harvard students.
Right.
Right. It's very few broke-ass Harvard students. That's not a thing.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I don't think they got a grudge on Mark.
What? Know? Okay, listen, bro. I created something. You basically took my shit, but now you're one of the most richest people in the world.
Well, it was their shit. Wasn't it their shit?
That's what he said.
Yeah, but the way Mac is talking like those guys were doing Facebook by themselves.
No, they were.
I thought Mark was with them.
Nah, he came in later, bro.
He came in at the end.
No, not the end. Obviously, the end is now. So he came in later. It was their idea totally.
I thought they built it together. He just took it and ran with it.
He wasn't the smart nigga in the group. He was the guy who saw the opportunity.
He coded it.
I'm about to blow your mind, Mac. I saw a show called Super Pumped. Did you watch Super Pumped yet?
I've heard of that.
That's the Uber guy.
Yeah, I heard he was crazy.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know the story. I'm not spoiling it if I tell you that they pushed him out. So in the end, they pushed him out because he was too wild. It was like sexual harassment suits, and it was all kind of shit going on in his office. It was like macho man or whatever. In the end, he got to keep all the money, of course, but they made him so he's not the company anymore. He gets his checks and he has to go away. Go away, nigga. That's what happened in the end.
Shout out to the board.
Yeah, right. But I forgot what I was. How was I going to connect that? Catch me.
Uber guy.
Because Mark, he was saying Mark Zuckerberg he took it to finality. The thing is that in that movie or in that show, there was a guy who was the idea man for Uber. This guy who was the CEO, he just took the idea and made it a business. So the one guy had the idea. The other guy made it a business. With that idea, he would have never done anything. Facebook might be the same. They probably would have never done anything. They might want to say, thank you, Mark Zuckerberg, for having the vision to carry this to the next
thing. That's like the same debate people always have. Is it talent or the machine behind the artist?
Right.
You know, it's like, what do you give the credit to, the idea or the execution? I give the credit to the execution.
Really?
No, you don't.
Yeah, because the execution is the real work. A lot of people
have... Your phone say you don't.
a lot of people have great ideas, but they never execute them. So can we really call them great ideas? It sounds
good. So let's flip that on its head.
It sounds good.
You're an iPhone guy.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs was the idea guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't the execution guy.
Yeah. But he did execute, though, because he got all the software engineers, all the people, you know, that could help build the iPod and told them, hey, I just need this thing on this small-ass shit. He executed. He still helped execute it.
I agree with French.
Yeah, he still helped. For me, I'm talking about action when I say execution. Because a lot of people...
When he told the motherfuckers what to do, they're like, it's not possible.
But he pushed them. That was the reason why Steve Jobs.
He basically hired a bunch of smart people to fulfill his idea.
To execute.
So, no.
But that's execution.
That was the execution. Because they weren't going to do it. Those pieces weren't going to work by themselves. He executed by getting that guy to do this thing simultaneously. We'll put it together, and now we're Apple. We have an iPhone. And the first time he went across the little screen, motherfuckers lost their goddamn mind. Remember that, Mac? When he opened when he had the first iPhone, he did the little slide to unlock, and the shit made the little click noise. Motherfuckers lost their mind. And they were like, "Hey, so if you have your songs on this phone, how would you choose which one?" And then he slid his finger up, and the motherfucker scrolled. Motherfuckers lost their mind again. But that was all about the execution of it, though. That he was the executor. He was the guy that made that shit click. Wozniak or whatever, he was just a smart dude. What I'm saying?
That's what I was about to say. What about him?
He was a smart dude, but he wasn't going to ever make Apple by himself. Think about it. That dude was never going to make Apple by himself. It wasn't going
to
happen.
Because he probably didn't know how to execute.
He didn't know how to execute.
Yeah. You got to know how to execute. Because like I said, people come up with great ideas all the time. A nigga could be like, I can figure out a way to make a car run in water. But you got to go put the physics and the science into place. Now, whether you can do it, cool. But if you know this chemist, this physician, and then you say, hey, we have this, whether you have to persuade them so they get the money on the back end to sweat equity or whatever, or, you know, you already have money, but you executed. So that's why I'm like, for me, I always pay attention to the execution because that's what really works. Like right now with Uber, they let this guy go. The new CEO that came in, he brought their numbers up because Uber was technically, looked like it was about to be a failed business because I guess their profit share wasn't really profiting, but he figured it out.
So
he executed.
To put it the other way. Steve Jobs gets all these smart guys in a room and he's yelling at them. And they're like, I can't stand this nigga yelling at us. Fuck this nigga. Let's just take this idea and let's go do our own shit. Mm-hmm. And they fucking do it because he doesn't know how. Mm-hmm. What then? Like
Then I call him a bad businessman for not getting that idea patent or something.
No, we got to wait to see what they come up with because if they don't come up with nothing, then it's still him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just because
they're just taking his idea and come up with it.
Who split from Apple and did it? That's what I'm asking you. That Rabbit AI is Apple. No, not Rabbit. The AI pen.
Yeah.
Those are Apple people, but that shit ain't took off yet. What's his name? What's the dude's name? The rock star guy at Apple. What's his name, Mac?
I forget them. There was a few niggas that left and went for Will or Ring.
But who's the guy? Who is the guy? Damn. He got like a cool jazzy name.
Oh,
I can't even remember. Johnny, no. Damn. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it was Johnny.
What's his last name, though? Because his last name is what? Whatever. That dude, he did okay. But name for me the people that split from Apple and have took off. I don't know who they are. I don't know them. Maybe they just didn't tell anybody they were Apple people, and so we don't know. But I don't know those people. But I think this is a bad example because them niggas got 65 million.
Yeah.
So this might be a bad example for this particular topic because there was a great payoff to being the guy that got screwed.
Yeah.
I'm just petty because if I give 65 million, thank you, right? I'm good. Yeah. I know I'm good personally.
Right.
But I watch you be a multi-billionaire?
Right, but look, though.
Off my shit?
Yeah, but this is what I was talking about with Rio the other week. Like, yo, you doing it wrong anyway, nigga. If you got $3 billion, you're wrong. There's no reason to have $3 billion. $60 million is more than enough for me to do the things that I need to do in my life. I don't know about what you got plans for.
That's true.
Yeah. And those guys are living the life.
That's what I'm saying.
They created other apps. I think they were one of them were part of Vine.
Right.
You
got 65 million to not have to deal with the headache of what Facebook is.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
Mark Zuckerberg in that with Congress that one couple years ago.
Oh, right.
He's like a robot. I was like, oh, I don't want that. Like, I don't care how many yachts I can buy. I don't want that pressure.
Because it was obvious he did not agree with none of the shit he was having to say. He was just saying that shit to get them hounds off his back.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want that pressure. The whole world, you changing the political.
They making it seem like you're responsible for all the fucked up shit. Like they were trying to just like what do we have? A global warming? Let's throw that in there too. You nigga, you're responsible for global warming. The rigged election, you're responsible for the rigged election. Like, God damn. I did all this? Are these two twins? Let's call these damn twins up. They got $65 million.
Yeah. That was their idea anyway.
It's their fucking idea.
Yeah.
They didn't tell me it was gonna harm the earth. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know, like, you know, Russia was gonna hack that shit, all of that.
I play stupid like a motherfucker. Yeah. Them damn twins. Can we call them up?
Yeah.
They need to be here.
Yeah, but you can't be that petty. It won't get you no.
How much does a Mexican guy get?
Mexican. There was a Mexican guy? There was a Mexican guy?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Probably got the same amount.
I'm sure he got paid, bro.
I don't think he was a minority. I guarantee he didn't get the same amount.
That's fucked up.
I think they all had the same lawyer, right?
They were minorities, weren't they? They weren't just white. They were something else, right?
I think they were Jew white. You can't call them
Jew white
minority.
The people who played the part in the movie were kind of olive skinned and dark haired. So I don't know. Maybe that was just the actors, though.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think we need to pick a better example because getting $65 million is not getting screwed, my nigga. Like, let's talk about some more real petty shit. Like, some real, like
stab Mason you in Nitty, the, that's what I'm saying.
Stab you in the back type shit. That's still millions we talking about, though.
Okay.
I'm talking about some, like, some regular nigga stab you in the back shit because that might carry a different sentence for me than you stealing from me and giving me $65 million in return. I'd be like, thank you.
What about Mfufu?
Who?
Mfufu.
What is that?
Half Eddie.
Oh, like a woman. Damn, bro. Because, you know, here's the thing, right?
We said, like, what? Like, if a girl...
Oh, well, there was a part of Delirious, Eddie Murphy Delirious. Have you ever seen that?
I didn't see
that. Or it might have been Raw. I'm not sure. But he's talking about how, you know, in America, you go get you one of them fine African bitches, and she don't even know how to, you know, she just ride an elephant or something, and you bring her back to the States, and then she start tripping to my, I want half Eddie. You treat me like animal, all that shit, right? So that was the joke that, you know, a woman will get half of your shit. She talking about, we like, I already had $6 million. She get a job. She talking about, okay, now we got $6 million and 13 cents. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. So the idea was, you know, in America, you split. You give a woman half and she don't deserve it. Does she deserve it? She was riding a fucking camel when I found her in Africa and now she's a millionaire. You know what I'm saying? So he's saying if that happens, say you and G Money get married and you end up with, you know, millions in the bank, and she just gets half just because. And it was a terrible, brutal, violent breakup.
Yeah, that would suck.
So he's saying, what kind of grudge? Like, would you pray for her downfall? Ooh, doom.
I would take the same approach. Like I said, if it was a terrible breakup, and then she did me wrong, so I guess I got to suck it up because I got to pay half. But I'm thinking that, yes, you may have that half, but your downfall is gonna come. You ain't gonna find no good nigga. All your other niggas.
So what if in the meantime she finds a really good nigga and she,
like I said,
a really good.
I'm talking about like a really good one.
Yeah.
He's like everything.
She took your money.
He's like he's like the Congolese. A Congolese duke or something.
Again, long term. I'm like China when it comes to this type of thing.
So you know she getting her back blown out.
Playing the long term game.
You've been fucking with that Haitian thing. He got a Congolese thing. He's killing her. You know what I'm saying? He's
like, she riding in the parade on the back of an elephant.
This nigga like,
she's on People magazine.
He like enjoy that big dick now, because one day you're going to be with a micro penis.
Or yeah, your pussy won't work no more. Some shit.
The AIDS rate in the Congo. Yeah, he's fucking up.
The dick may be big, but he fucks up your pH balance. Some shit.
Like, oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah. He fucks up your pH balance.
Y'all need to listen to more Usher, man. That's what that good song is about, man.
Shout out to Usher, man.
We ain't he's good, coming good. To, we ain't good, good, but Atlanta. We still good.
What'd you say? You said something about Atlanta.
I said he's coming to Atlanta.
He's from Atlanta. Well, he's not from Atlanta, but he's.
He represents
Well, he's having a tour, I should say.
Yeah, coming in October, I think.
Motherfucking nosebleeds is over $200.
I believe it, because he did his thing on the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, you didn't get to see that, Mac. He turned the Super Bowl out.
Well, Mac,
I heard.
You didn't even watch the Super Bowl?
No, he couldn't. He was on the road. But, I mean, that whole performance is on YouTube, though. You can check it out. Alicia Keys started out with a crazy note.
Yeah, Apple Music fixed that.
They fixed it though. Yeah. Yo, she came. She started out the first note was what?
You think it was her nerves?
I don't know.
Alicia Keys don't really fuck up.
I've never thought Alicia Keys was a great singer.
live like
she
that?
She just screams. I've never thought she was a good singer on her albums. She's good, but she's not a great singer.
Okay, I should.
But that first note was K-flat.
But Usher was live singing. He wasn't. Yeah. Like, he wasn't.
Oh, she was too. That's why we heard that.
No, I understood that. But you know how Usher was moving around so much. Yeah. Usually, people that be moving around so much don't do that. No,
that nigga been doing it forever, and he's in shape.
Yeah.
As he made sure we saw, he took his shirt off and
this
like.
Nigga went, this nigga started skating, bro.
Yeah. Now, I tell you, Atlanta shit. Skating is big in Atlanta.
Yeah. That's fire, but he's
still.
Yeah, you know, I was about to get back into it a few years ago, but I just didn't have nobody to go with. I got my own pair of Carreras. They're in the closet.
We saw.
Yeah. But in
you're Atlanta, talking about spending $500 a day.
Atlanta is really big on skate. It's not just Atlanta, too. I think, like, St. Louis might be big. There are a couple of other places, but it's just big here, man. We like doing it.
Yeah.
So, and from what I heard, he goes to Sparkles, like, frequently. Like, he'll be there on adult night or whatever, like R&B night, slow night or whatever. He'll go and just hang out. So, He's all the way Atlanta, man. And that's why he's going to get support.
Isn't Cascade the roller rink, too?
Yeah, Cascade is one on this side.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, Atlanta niggas don't cross sides. If you're a west side nigga, you don't really go to the east side. If you're an east side nigga, you don't really go to the west side. If you're a south side nigga, you don't really go to either one of them. Ain't really no north side niggas. That's that Migos shit they tried, but it never was any really no north side niggas. That was never a thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is the north side? Yeah,
Gwinnett. The Waffle House on Northside Drive.
French Reggie lives on the north side, but you see how that goes.
Yeah.
All us real, I ain't saying about no hood. All us real ass niggas be on the west side, east side, or the south side.
What's funny is that the perimeter shit.
Yeah, that shit's never.
Like, motherfuckers just be on the other side of 285. Barely. Like, East Lake Mall shit. And be like, I'm east side. I'm inside the perimeter. Talking shit to the nigga on the other side of the freeway.
Right. Nigga, you live two blocks that way. Go ahead and with your country ass, nigga.
Talking about country ass. Did y'all see Tucker Carlson interview with Putin?
No.
I watched that shit. I watched that
Tucker
shit.
Tucker Carlson.
Yeah. I didn't even realize he was interviewing.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he got fired from Fox, and ever since he got fired, he decided to really do, like, true independent journalism, which is kind of funny to me because I never thought Tucker Carlson would be that guy.
Why?
Just the narrative of being a Fox News co-host. You know, but
he was being paid to act.
Yeah, but, you know, I just didn't think he would be the one to do it. You know, I would think Don Lemon would be
Don Lemon?
Before him.
He's a racist. Yeah, he's showing his racist undertones right now.
I'm literally saying that I fell for the narrative. I'm literally saying you know, I didn't think. But ever since he got fired, he's been doing some real, like, independent journalism, like, really saying, hey, this is what he's asking the right questions. He's not picking up a side necessarily, but he's asking the right questions. And he had an interview with Putin for 3 hours, like a 3 hour interview, right?
Yeah.
And I remember growing up.
That's like a Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah, straight up. And I remember when I was in school, and I took like AP US history and all of that.
Sure, you did, French.
The shit that they told me about Russia, right? You would think is one of the worst nations of all time.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to pretend like I visited Russia, but when I did.
Well, you did, but you didn't save anybody. You let them all just go back to slavery.
The area looked fine.
He's talking about, but
the area looked fine. The area looked like it was like, you know, good people.
Why are these slaves unhappy, right?
Right.
Yeah, I saw that everywhere. We can go to America and find that.
Why are these sex workers so unhappy? Look at this place. It's beautiful.
But all I'm saying is the area looked like people could eat. Like when you go, you know, and all of that. That's all I'm saying. It looked like there was an economy there.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
He said it's not Romania.
Yeah, I never been to Romania, but yeah. So
have you, Mac? What are you talking about?
No, I just heard that, you know, I know Romania is the one that got the orphans living in the fucking sewers.
Bruh, that's exactly what French is saying, though. That's all propaganda.
That's what I'm saying.
No fucking sewer kids. What are we talking like? What really? What the fuck are we talking about?
So like the interview started, right?
We talking about little kids hiding in the sewer. You just see their tails as they run away, like they're little rats. Or
I'm sorry, Reg.
No, you good.
No, because when you're describing this and you're putting it together, all I can think of is that movie, The Interview, where Kim Jong-un had the fake fucking store
and the fake
whatever, and James Franco's like, all this shit is fake.
True. The interview started with Putin giving him a real world history, because he, Tucker Carlson went straight to the point. Why the fuck are you attacking Ukraine? Right. Like you went straight to it. And then he said, are we here to do it? That's the first thing Putin told him. Are we here to do it?
Are we here to keep it real, nigga?
Or are we going to keep it real? Right. Like that's exactly what he said.
But Putin has been a gangster, though. Everybody has said that.
So Tucker was like, yeah. This nigga gave him a world history of Russia. This nigga started year 980.
Wow.
From year 980 all the way to where Ukraine is at now. Pretty much told him everything you could think of, right? Shit that I didn't even know about world history, right?
Right.
Nigga went and talked about Alexander the Great for a moment. Like, right. He went deep.
Okay.
Right? And then...
Are you sure it was Alexander the Great?
But he started talking about Russia since year 980. He was just talking about all of, like, Europe history.
Yeah, but I don't know if Alexander the Great was around in 980. No, man, never mind. Hey, I'm not going to shit on you.
He talked about one of them.
Okay.
He did talk about, if it wasn't Alexander... He did mention Alexander the Great, though. I know that.
Okay.
But maybe it was for another thing. But he told a home story, and then he said, and he talked about, the reason why I really wanted to talk about this interview, because he talked about how the United States don't got a real leader. Because he said, yo, in the 90s, I tried to talk to Bush about getting into NATO. I was trying to be peaceful. They said, fuck no. I just asked him. Bill Clinton said, I'm going to try to see. And then when he asked his people, he said, my people said no. And then he just started telling, say, like, the people that really runs America is the CIA. It's not the president. So he was pretty much saying, like, yo, at the end of the day, America don't have real leadership. It's just, it's really the intelligence system, right?
Right.
That's really deciding the factors of America. And
I believe that.
We all believe that, but we always, movies, like, conspiracy theories. But my thing is, like, I feel like why we are not more, like, I feel like Americans are just too, like...
We're not upset about it?
Yeah, I feel like, yo, we are losing the branding of what America is, and we're just, like, going to work and paying our bills.
Nah, I think we're trying so hard to keep it, because what we've been lied to is that we don't have those issues, like, this is a great place. So by admitting that that's true, that takes away some of the veil that allows us to be the cocky Americans that we are. So they're holding on for dear life to the fake shit, because... Once we get rid of the fake shit, what we got? Now we got to start figuring out who we actually are to the world, and it's not great.
And then this is the part of the interview where I realized, like, this nigga's just, like you said, he's a gangster, but he's a leader.
Yeah.
And this is something that's missing in America. He's like, what America has to understand is the world changed. He's like, you try to use your dollar against me. Now my economy went up something 20%.
Right.
Like, with the sanctions. He said, like, you shot yourself in the foot.
Right.
Just because you want to pretend you just, it's like, you got to accept that the world is changing. He was like, yo, not Singapore, Thailand, whatever. He's like, this country has now one of the fastest growing economy.
Right.
Pretty soon, it's going to be the sixth largest economy. You're going to have to just accept that.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, this nigga's just talking about Thailand. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the thing about that whole interview that I really appreciated was like, the fact that nigga, I would have voted for that nigga.
What?
That's what I'm saying. Just because he looked like a, just because he approached it like a leader. I'm not saying I really would, but I'm just saying, just because he approached.
I'm not saying I really would. I would have voted for that nigga.
I was just trying to show you how much of a leader he acted. Just like how he acted like a leader. Like certain things, he was just like, yo, I really don't have an answer for that. I don't know. Like, you know, he just was art. That's what I'm saying. He didn't fake it.
Right.
He didn't bullshit it.
Right.
You know, he just kept it real.
Right.
And then that's something that we just don't have here. And I don't see it not on Nikki Haley, not on Biden, not on Trump, not on Vivek, not on...
Did y'all see... hold on one second. Side note. Did y'all see that Republican primary against voting, pre-vote results or whatever?
No, I didn't see the results.
46% nah. Said none of them. Nikki Haley was next with like 30% or something.
So who was...
46% said none of them. So like in that state, it might have been Nevada. 46% of people who went and did the pre-voting or whatever, 46% actually wrote none.
Oh, wow. I thought they just...
Whoa.
No, they did not vote. They wrote none of these people.
Wait a minute.
Can you
what
do
was
that
Richard Pryor movie?
Brewster's Millions.
None of the above.
You can do whatever you want. You can write. I can write my name on there if I wanted to.
But what happens if like everybody wrote their names?
Then nobody would win because yeah. unless you voted for me and I voted for me.
Yeah, shit like that.
So vote for me, French, and I'll vote for me.
Rick Reggie, you never watched Survivor?
No.
He doesn't know what that is because he was trying to get off his own island.
Wait a minute. You don't know what Survivor is?
He didn't want to stay on
the
island.
You talking about the reality show?
Why would he watch a show about people staying on the island?
About the reality show?
He wanted to get off the island, bro.
Yeah, man.
That's like,
he's like, this makes no sense.
Like, a roadmap to stay in this bitch? No. I want to get kicked off this bitch. Somebody please kick me off this motherfucker.
I needed a savior.
Nah, but what's crazy about Putin, though, what's crazy about foreign relations as it comes to leaders like Putin or wherever they are, is that there has to be something positive or there has to be something that they do well for them to have made it to the position that they're in.
For sure.
So it can't be all bad like they try to sell us. They try to sell us the all bad. Were you saying he could have just took over, Mac?
No, well, I'm just saying, like, what about Kim Jong?
What about him?
That was hereditary.
Hereditary?
That was his bloodline.
Yeah.
So one of the uns had to do some crazy shit, and then he just passed it along to his kids over time.
I don't know, man. I see. So this is that cosmic thing that we're always talking about, right? So how does somebody that negative get
deals with China?
Risen to power and stay in it?
Power.
Yeah, like, but
you already have it
because he's that negative.
Yeah, but. That ain't the way.
Force.
But that ain't really the way shit work, is it?
That's what we've been doing.
Is it?
Force.
Yeah, but we were tricked. I think we were tricked.
By who?
Germans? Huh?
Tricked by who? Like World War II trick?
Our CIA or government or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
We're tricked into thinking.
No, but
go ahead.
Fridrich is saying that's how we do it in America. We just force shit.
Like, and that's what Putin was saying, too.
Yeah.
He was like, y'all been doing this for so long. It's like, it doesn't work anymore.
yeah, it's increasingly not working.
Yeah, that's what he was pretty much saying.
Yeah.
He was like, you are spending all this money into Ukraine where you don't have a border problem. You have a $33 trillion debt problem. And it's like, yo, this nigga went ether on us.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd be asking the same thing too. It's like, why am, like America's the land of business, right? Business class. Courses, and you can find a boot camp for anything to get rich, and all the things that tell you anything that will teach
book.
You
how, oh, a book,
yeah, that will teach you how to get rich or do business.
Gotcha, gotcha, yeah.
And a lot of the common thing is you treat people well, right? You do good business, you
do unto others,
you take care of your people, But this government decides to not, like, for America to win, Americans got to be winners at life, right? That's how I look at it.
Sure,
but they don't want us to win.
Well, like, we're about to send hella money to Israel.
They got a 50
million. To Ukraine?
But they got like a 50. They got a big ass bill so that migrants, the immigrants coming here illegally get.
Oh, I saw that. Free housing.
Free housing, healthcare, and $1,000 stipend.
But that sounds great. That don't sound bad until you realize that
we're. Not for the Americans.
We're paying for the shit.
Yeah, but Americans are not winning. It's just the immigrants are winning.
But doesn't that, if they're now Americans, doesn't that make America stronger? We're pulling our weakest link up. Well, fuck our homeless. Fuck the ones here that have been struggling forever. These new motherfuckers, though, we're going to make them whole. Doesn't that make America stronger?
No, because you created a division because you're not taking care of your weak link.
There are weak link now, too.
But you're just talking about business, right?
Yeah.
And all the businesses in America, just think about it, right? That's their motto, right? It's the new customers you can love. Not the existing customers. Existing customers, yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If you switch over, you get all the good shit.
AT&T is the only one to be like, yo, your phone, a new phone, old customer, new customer.
Right.
Everybody else is, you should know that. LeBron told you that. You should, of all people, you should know that.
Yeah, but you still, but your real, your money maker is still the people that are grandfathered in. That subscriber.
I agree with you, but I don't think that all business does. I agree with you.
I don't think all business works that way.
That's how you keep the longevity of
your business. Ain't no coupon code for our existing customer, bro. Yeah. That's all new shit. Use 2024 30 off to see. Yeah,
you refer somebody, you get a bonus or something.
So you know how I feel about Nagasaki and Hiroshima. I think that's what gave us 70 years worth of leadership, ruling, not even leadership, dominance.
Yeah.
I don't think that we're able to do that again. Nobody's going to let us do that to them again. In order for
the world won't.
That's what I'm saying.
Will somebody else do it to get a 70-year run?
I think they could. I think that we couldn't, but I think another place could. So that's what's so dangerous about all this is that guess what place they're going to want to do it to?
Us.
Us. Because that's the statement, right? And what I'm afraid of, French, based off of your response to that interview, is that he's capturing hearts and minds of people who are disenfranchised here, which is everybody. I'm fucking disenfranchised. So yeah. it's very important when you're listening to those types of opinions and that's those true. Types of things to keep everything in check, because even though he might be saying that you are something that you agree with, I don't know that I would agree with his leadership if he were to take over.
Oh yeah, definitely not, because I won't even be able to talk shit about my own country. But that's true. I, at the end of the day, I'm America first no matter what. Don't get me wrong, but it's just that those things are so simple to fix. We can
listeners,
fix
he winked
right
at me
now.
When he said I'm America first. I just want to let y'all know he winked at me.
We can fix those. Like there was like one thing, like that wasn't in the interview, but that was like after the interview, like a couple of days later, Tucker Carlson was talking to another guy. And then he was talking about how like...
Whoa, so you're watching like all Tucker Carlson's interviews now? You're a Tucker guy?
I'm not a Tucker guy, but I've been searching.
He said he's a truth seeker now.
Yeah, I've been searching for independent journalism, and he's just been on a run lately.
Okay.
But he was talking about just simple things like, not even just America, like London, just the West. He was like, why the fuck, like, people can't even get on our subways? Like, what happened there? And he was
what
talking,
does it mean?
Like, because it's not safe anymore, like New York City subways, all that. But he said, it's not just America. It's London. It's Paris. It's all the Western countries decide to say, fuck it. Like we're just not going to provide order and discipline. Like, why are we just letting people put graffiti in the buildings and not either create a rule to either... They just don't... It's just saying, like, what happened to, like, the social order of the West? Like, right. Because he was talking about his age. Like, I remember a time when that used to not happen.
Yeah.
It's like they're rewarding for these things to happen. They voluntarily want the destruction of the West. Like our policymakers. But and that's what it kind of feels like.
But isn't that what TikTok is saying? That's all the TikTok shit. That's all that Instagram. They want us to rewrite America. Like they're trying their damnedest to get it to fail. Which I don't understand, because they were brought up on the comforts of what the country was.
Yeah, and I don't understand the angle, because not when everybody, because you would lose too as a leader.
Absolutely.
So I don't get that. Like the Haitian leaders, yes, they take all the money that America, whatever, left money that's left in Haiti, but they're not really winning. They're not like regarded as like a true leader. So it's like you don't even win at your own game. Yeah, you got the money, but so what?
Yeah,
that's why you go to another country to go enjoy it. You can't even enjoy it in your own land. Like, so I don't get the angle.
You know what's really weird though? This stuff is happening simultaneously, right? So we're losing our footing in the world. The dollar is losing its value. Other countries are starting to recognize that we're not as great as we are, and they're getting to more prominent places, right? But meanwhile, the people who are here are falling apart, right? I actually got something to speak to that just today. Hang on a second. Let's see if I can pull it up real quick here. Where did I have it stored here? Might be an Instagram. Let's see here. One second.
And what's weird is that you brought up the Nagasaki in Hiroshima.
Right.
But to me, that's like the big one, right? Like, where we believed that we were still the good people.
Right.
After we did that shit, right?
Yeah.
Like, we did that shit in front of the world, and Americans were still like, we're the good people. Like, we bombed civilian cities, not bases.
Right.
Like, we just took out
cities.
Right, just regular people just grocery shopping.
Regular nigga walking down the street, right? But yeah, so other countries are trying to get prominence, and this is what's happening in America. This is right here. You can't make this shit up. She left her boyfriend to move in with her parents and scoop ice cream. Now she's 30 and alone. Thoughts? I'm going to play this video. Hold on.
What? 30 years old, and I too am starting over. I was in an 8-year-long relationship where we had a house, a dog, a white picket fence, but I decided that I didn't want to get married and have kids, so I left that relationship and moved back in with my parents. I was also working a corporate job, you know, 40 hours a week, a nice salaried position, but I decided that I didn't want to work behind a computer for the rest of my life. So I moved to Los Angeles, and now I scoop ice cream for a living. I'm also pursuing social media on the side, but I'm a 30-year-old ice cream scooper. I've had...
Bruh, what?
So
And hold on, did y'all see what I DM'd y'all earlier today?
Is it because she could always rely on her parents? That's why she did that?
I guess, but she's talking about she's starting over. What are we talking about? What are we even talking about? There was one, hold on, I saw another one today of, hopefully I can find this
one. A lot of people are doing stupid shit like that.
The most humbled I've ever felt in my life. I'm literally holding resumes, a stack of them, so that I can go in person to places and say, are you guys hiring? It's honestly a little bit embarrassing because I'm literally applying for like minimum wage jobs. And some of them are being like, we're not hiring. And it's like, what? This is not what I expected. I graduated college with 2 degrees in communications and acting. I speak 3 languages. Oh, this sucks. Like, I just want to be a TikToker, if I'm being so for real with you. But I can't be delusional anymore. Like, I literally need to make money. So I'm just going to keep trying.
This
bitch, what she look like?
She's a young white girl.
Yeah, just a regular little young white girl. Not, that's
not, just not a young, can she be an escort?
No. I mean, she could, but yeah, there's always I wouldn't a fuck.
Niche market for any type of person.
I wouldn't fuck. She's too regular. She's too like weird regular too. Like,
I mean, she got a communication degree. She can find a job
and an acting degree.
That too, but yeah. She can definitely find a job. Help desk, something.
Well, obviously not, because she like
she hey. Right. She's up there crying, saying, "This is you think that."
So what was your point with that? Like, people are just losing
it? That's what's happening in our country. Meanwhile, everybody else is starting to rise a little bit. They're starting to come up in the world, and they're trying to have more dominance in the universe. This chick is mad because she can't be a TikToker. She was crying, Meg. You didn't see it. She was like,
I heard her.
She was about to cry. Like, what?
A lot of the young ones, I'm not even going to say millennials because we're probably a little bit older. They really are pursuing that social media thing.
Sure.
And I think you can, because some people are.
No, you can't.
No, what I'm saying, this is what I mean. I think you can. Like, you could try to do it on the side.
Right.
You know, and if it works out, it works out. But, yeah, that's all I was trying to say. You still go to work, still go to school, still learn a skill. But if that's really your dream, I'm not going to tell you not to chase it.
Okay, I get it. Your dream, right? Yeah. But if you're not interesting, it doesn't matter if it's your dream.
Yeah.
It don't matter. There's some people who
I think a 30-year-old ice cream scooper might become interesting. I don't think so.
I think that she doesn't have anything to offer. And that's why she left her man, because her man was probably like, yo, I'm doing this and, you know what I'm saying, get in or whatever. And she was like, nah. I mean, honestly, I don't know what happened to her. Yeah. But the fact that she would leave him after 8 years with a house and a marriage to go live back home just because she wants to pursue her dream.
A lot of people are running from the responsibility of adulthood.
COVID.
I think it was already happening, but COVID probably did accelerate it.
Nah, COVID put that gene make money for not doing nothing.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
into your DNA, this is possible. I didn't know a world exists like this where I could fucking sit around on my ass and make more when I was going 40 hours a week.
Man, you know what?
And then they experience that. And they're like, I don't want anything but that.
In about 50 years, man, when we all look back, they're gonna like show us how this was engineered against us, and how China and Russia or whoever got together and figured out how can we bring the world to its knees by crippling America and letting everybody else. Because this seems like too perfect, bro.
It's working too smooth.
Man. And these Americans are losing their minds.
Yeah, and maybe not. Oh shit! I just hit a light.
Oh.
Maybe that's why we bring the immigrants, because our government know we lost. Their own people are... The American comfort has fucked our people.
So we're trying to get some of their people here and treat them nice?
Because we know the Mexicans... that makes sense. Now I get it. Now I see why you're giving them all these rewards.
Right.
Because if you don't believe in your own people, because you realize it's like a rich parent that saw their kids as spoiled, so they're not about to give their kids the family business. They get the kid's best friend or somebody else that was around to run the business, because they know he or she will do it. And I think that's probably what we do. Because we're only getting South Americans. We're getting people from the South. Like, it's like Mexicans, Venezuelans, people from Chile, you know. It's not like we... I guess they say there's people from all over the world, but most of the people that are coming through is like people from South America. And one thing we know about these people is they're going to grind.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why we are bringing that much.
I don't know.
That's the only logical sense, because like you said with those videos, but I've been seeing a lot of the, even when those people that were getting laid off, they like filming it. And it's like, I don't know, man. It's, I don't know.
But it's just, why would you want the world to see that?
That's my part. That's my part. Why would you want the world to see you getting laid off?
Yeah, yeah. Like, why would you want, like, do you think the world is going to be sympathetic? They don't give a fuck about you.
But it is, though. That's what happened.
No, it didn't. Nobody gives a fuck about that girl. What did she get out of it?
People in her comments saying, damn, this is fucked up.
Okay, and now what?
It's that validation.
Did they give her a job?
No. It's that dopamine factor, though. She got her
brain. Are you hiring a whistleblower ass bitch? Are you hiring somebody who's willing to record you and then put it out for the world to see? Like, that's so despicable. Like, you are sad. That's sad.
Yeah.
That you want to, at one of your worst minutes,
It was a couple of videos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
But still, though, right?
That's what I'm saying. It's like people don't want to deal with adulthood responsibilities. And it really hit the girls more than the boys. I think boys kind of have to deal with reality a little bit.
Yeah.
But the girls, it's like regular life adult shit be like impactful to them. In my head, I'm like, this is what happens.
Right.
But to them, it's like a disaster. And then now work has become this disaster for them. It's like the idea of like working and dedicating what it's 40 hours or how many hours. It's like they look like that's not supposed to happen.
I think that everybody should get a chance to be a business owner.
Yeah.
Like America will give you startup fee, give you like $2,500 startup fee for your business, right? Yeah. Pick whatever you want, a business you want that can do for $2,500. Maybe it's a lemonade stand or whatever.
Yeah.
Just try it. And see how difficult it is, because I think people really believe everything is easier because they can YouTube how to fix a washing machine. They think, oh, well, shit, I can YouTube how to be a business owner. I can YouTube how to be an entrepreneur and be successful. But when they realize the work that's necessary, there's more work than it is just going to get a damn job. It's so much easier to just go get a job than it is to build a business.
Bro, just think about it, though, right? It's the perfect storm. It's these phones, everything, right? Like, you could be on your phone playing a game, and an ad will come up and be like, you can make $3,000 just for playing fucking solitaire.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They got Ice Cube. They got Ice T. They got all these celebrities like, man, play this fucking game, you know, Cedric the Entertainer, play Spades, and make fucking money.
You know, you're a pretty girl. You just say, ice cream so good, yum, people pay you. You know, it's right. Like, you're like, and then you see those things, and then you, like, a secretary, or you're working, you know, for a firm doing accounting. You're like, yo, this girl made this amount of money, and I'm sitting here trying to do this Excel spreadsheet using ServiceNow. Like, you know, they probably don't. I don't like. I was talking to my little nephew about this. I was telling him like, yo, all you gotta do is just be better than like 2% of the people, and you up. I was like, you just gotta be better than like.
Well, 2%. That's only at the lower levels, though.
Yeah, he's 12.
Okay. Yeah.
I was just—you just gotta do a little bit better than most. Like,
once you get into high earning positions, you're not gonna be able to just be 2%.
No, because you're dealing with the best.
Yeah, you're gonna have to put your work in.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, in life, just do better than what you see all the people doing. Just if you see everybody studying for 2 hours, study for 2 hours and 30.
Yeah,
and you're just add an extra 30 to whatever you do. What should be better than the rest? Yeah. I was just giving him.
So if you jack off for 2 hours, now jack off for 2 hours and a half, right?
Last longer. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't.
I'm just saying that may work, Reg, but if your mental capacity is not the same, like you could, that half an hour might just get you even or not even.
All I'm saying is whatever the average is doing.
He meant like all things equal.
Yeah. Whatever the average is doing, do a little bit better. And then you see how much better you are than the entire percentile, like percentage of people in the world. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I feel you.
Yeah.
Makes sense. But Putin, as far as Putin goes, though, I think that we're going to start seeing a lot more of him, which is weird because I thought he was dying. They were talking about he was dying and he was flailing, you know, but that's propaganda again. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of him. And it's weird to me that the Russia-Ukraine thing is still going on. How's that even possible?
And then he said if we just stop funding, he'll stop. Tucker Carlson asked him, he was like, why would you stop? He was like, hey, if they stop, I'm willing to work it out if they stop.
But stop fighting? If stop Ukraine stops fighting?
You say stop funding.
Yeah, but that don't make sense, Rich. If you stop giving them money, and I'll crush them and we can stop fighting.
That's no, he said
it'll be over.
No, right. He said that if they said they'll stop funding, he will also withdraw.
And then what?
to talk diplomatic, to come with a peaceful.
Why not just talk diplomatic first, though? If that's what the end result is, just do that.
I think that's the negotiation tactic that he's using. Stop.
That ain't gonna work. Because nobody believes him.
Nobody believes him.
Nah, but, that's
but,
like.
But in that interview, what he was saying, he gave you different examples of times he talked to U.S. presidents to avoid this thing. And then all the U.S. said, no, no, no. And then just keep expanding NATO. So he's like, what the fuck do you want me to do?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
America
was
like, does feel like we can just say whatever.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He was like, if, you know, I've been trying to say we can, I've been trying to join NATO. Right. I asked your presidents, let me join.
Yeah.
They said no. And I said, okay, and we made this deal.
I don't believe that. You believe that?
Well, they might have.
He asked.
Because they're like, we saw what you did to the oligarchs.
Yeah, yeah, he referenced
it. Once they let you in the door, you just take shit over. We don't know. You're not doing that to us.
Well, yeah, that's America. Whatever reason America had, that's fine. All he's saying said, when they said no, that's cool. He said, okay, whatever. I'm not going to beg. And then they made this deal with, hey, we're not going to expand NATO over to the East. He said, cool. Everything's fine. And then the years are passing by. Y'all keep expanding the shit.
Yeah.
And then he's like, hold up. What's going on? So now he attacked. Because he's...
Who is that guy that was online recently talking about colonization needs to happen again? Did y'all see that?
I saw that clip.
Yeah. What? Yeah, he's like, we need to colonize Africa again.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah, you can't talk like that.
He was dead ass serious, too. He's a white dude, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of course it was.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, he's like high up somewhere. He's not, he wasn't like just no, like, influencer, no YouTuber. This was like a guy who's in politics somewhere. He's like a governmental person, right?
Something like that.
Or army or person or something. Yeah, he was military or something. He was like, yeah, that's the best thing we could do because there's so much instability in these regions. That's what's causing all the world turmoil. I don't know if I agree with that.
I mean, who's creating the instability?
Right. Like, y'all are already doing instability, so why do you want to come in and colonize it anyway? But not a good idea. But I don't know. Putin is a weird, interesting guy, but I don't know that you don't have to be a little bit more guarded. But I don't know. You started out to my I'm starting to think Tucker Carlson is my guy, and Putin is a.
I'm just saying that nobody in journalism, they wouldn't even interview Putin.
Right.
My thing is interview everybody.
Yeah,
I agree. Kim Jong Un. Interview everybody.
Kanye. Everybody.
Yeah. Let us assess what the fuck is really going on.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what I was trying to say. I'm not saying like vote for Putin or anything. Like, I'm just saying, but the way he carried himself, he showed so much leadership. That you haven't seen that type of leadership in America for so long.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? So again, I think you're just saying that he's articulate, right? He was able to form, you know, opinionated opinions.
When was the last president that could do that, Jamie Mack?
Obama.
And that was how long?
Yeah, nigga, that was a while.
Hey, look,
that was like 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
But he's making it seem like we haven't had this shit. Going back to fucking Reagan or something. He's like, it's been so long.
Was young Bush, and young Bush was kind of articulate when he wanted to be.
Young Bush was never articulate. What are you talking about?
He had his moments.
No, he did not.
Fool me once.
Yeah. Really
did
fool
not.
Me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Don't fool me again.
So you, as you can see, Jamie Mack, it's been some U.S. presidents. That kind of lack some leadership qualities. And I think it's about time we stop that shit and we just keep...
He hit it on the head. Our leaders are just talking heads. When everybody was blaming Trump for everything, come on. Trump didn't have any control over that. When they're blaming Biden for everything, Biden don't have any control over
that. So who's the real
shit.
Leader? Who's the head of the CIA? Who really runs...
You'll never know. You'll never know.
Right.
You'll never know.
I hate that.
You'll never know. Just the fact that you have a name saying the CIA means it's not them.
Yeah,
you'll never know.
Hey,
listeners, we'll never know. Hey, look, we're gonna get out of here with this one. We have to record too. So while Mac is out of town, we want to make sure we get you guys both weeks. So look, make sure you go out to the website rarescience.com, where you can check out all the shows on the network. What else we got, guys? Follow us on our socials. Anything else?
At No Nonsense Show. It's funny, and that's all socials. So some people are like, "Oh, I didn't know you were on this." So that's on Instagram, that's Twitter, Chatterbait.
All of them.
French is on there recording himself masturbating.
He is.
For money. Hey, French, I mean, it makes sense. There are people who make a lot of money on Chatterbait. I'm sure you know people who make $70,000 a month on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
So look out for the No Nonsense.
Knows them.
He knows them.
Like
yeah.
That one. Like
Sierra. Celia. Yeah. Celia. What's her name? Sierra. Sierra Rogers. So look for the No Nonsense Show masturbatory room on Chatterbait. Hopefully, French, you can.
It's not Congolese.
You can tip French and he'll do some strange shit. All in the name of all
do something a little strange for a piece of change.
All in the name of podcasting. So keep supporting us, keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes we'll just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.